This is Tri-State's Public Radio News. Deep-fried food, carnival rides, and livestock shows, those are all traditions at county and state fairs. Apart from children laughing and Ferris wheels humming, you might have also heard chainsaws buzzing while walking through this year's Adams County Fair. Tri-State's Public Radio's Rich Egger was there and found wood carvers from around the Midwest wielding chainsaws to transform blocks of wood into pieces of art. He sends us this audio postcard.
I'm Sam Dunning from Benton, Kentucky. You know, I had a guy interview me years ago and he said, you know, secretly I think everybody wants to be a chainsaw carver. And I thought it was funny at the time he said it, but you know, I tell people, go try it. I mean, what are you going to do? You can always roast weenies over it when you're done if you don't like what it turned out as.
I am Sandy Songer from Broken Bow, Oklahoma. We have been carving, my husband and I are here together, we have been carving for 16 years. We take full logs and we make mostly animals out of them. We've got cowboys and we've got Indians and we've got wolves and Sasquatches. We've got all kinds of things out here for people to see. We have to do a lot of bears because the public wants bears. It's been a little different up here in the north. I call this the North. Everybody seems to want farm animals. They want pigs and they want ears of corn. And that, you can't sell a pig or an ear of corn where I'm from. So that's really different for us. But they still buy a lot of bears up here too. If you're going to stay around us very long, you need to put some earplugs in.
I'm Matthew Loper from Grandview, Indiana. My dad started carving after a heart attack, and I started following him around, helping him, and then I just started doing it myself. I like a lot of mythical stuff, dragons, different things like that, but I carve a lot of flowers and tropical stuff, too. This saw here I do mainly most of my blocking out with. Blocking out is you're not doing all the detail as you work your way down the log. You bring out mainly what you want, and then you go in and you tune it in to make it look like what it's supposed to look like. This one's for just detail. If it stays started. That dime tip on there, it's as big as a dime. So you can really get in and make places for the eyes, get facial features, different things like that. Get in between the claws on birds and different things. It's really really helpful.
I'm Chainsaw Willie from Grandview, Indiana. Well, you just take a log and you pick out what you want to do with it, whatever size of log you want to use to fit your animal that you want to carve, and then you just... Me, I just vision what I want to see, and then I might scratch a little bit of it on there to get my bearings, and then it's all over after that with the chainsaw. It happens pretty quick, you know. You kind of draw it, see it, carve it out, and there it is.
I'm Ben Reynolds from Glasgow, Pennsylvania. You know, when you first do it, it is kind of, you know, it's tough. I mean, it is tough, but after, you know, a couple weeks of carving, it almost comes as part of your body. Even when I pick up a different brand chainsaw, it's sort of like, man, I don't know if I could carve with this. It's kind of different, you know. But then after a week carving with it, it's like it's an extension to your, you know, arms, you know, basically, and, you know, you get used to it. Well, this competition is judged by, like, the end of the auction. They'll add up all the, you know, the pieces and everything, and whoever has the highest percentage, you know, ends up winning. But you know, a lot of them are judged, you know, at competitions. They have artists come in and judge you from 1 to 10, and that's how a lot of those go. But this is basically money based, how much you can make.
It's auction time. We're going to try to get through these as fast as we can. We've got about 129 pieces to sell, so we're going to try to move as fastly as we can. Let's go. All right, we're going to sell this little bear here with the football. Dove Bears selling the little bear with the football. It's item number 80, Stevie Songer. Item 80, $100 where?
I'm Mary Butler from Mendon, Illinois.
Have you bought anything?
Not yet, but prices are going up.
Two and a quarter?
Yeah.
2 1/4 looking for 250.
Plan on getting a hold of some of the carvers, though, maybe, and, you know, ordering something.
Looking for 475 twice. Sold at $450. Buyer number 139. Thank you. Long creating faith.
Tri-States Public Radio's Rich Egger produced our audio postcard from the Log Hoggers Chainsaw Carving Competition at the Adams County Fair. Log Hoggers describes itself as a group of chainsaw artists. The log hogger whose work brought in the most money at the Adams County Fair is Stephen Higgins from Kansas City, Kansas.